This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
We wake up today, Tuesday, to a latest toll is 6 unaccounted for. They saved a couple of guys out of the water, but it's amazing video. I honestly never thought a bridge could collapse that completely when a cargo ship hits one of the posts, the stanchions, but I'm sure you've seen it already. It's tragic. It's disturbing. Pete Buttigieg is on the case, so it'll be figured out any minute now, but we get that. We get P. Diddy, Sean Combs, busted by federal agents at gunpoint. Well, his sons were busted at gunpoint and his guests. He was caught at the Miami airport. We got that. We got Mike Gallagher, a Republican congressman, used to be very well respected, quitting and cutting the Republicans' advantage in the House down to one seat. And I'm going to explain to you why he's quitting. And it's absolutely diabolical. The guy is a snake. He's a liar. He's a weasel. And he's doing it all for the money. But here's how it works today. It wouldn't work this way 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. I would have just said, you know, the cargo ship lost power, couldn't control the steering, hit the bridge. I would have said P. Diddy's just a pervert, you know, allegedly. And he sexually assaulted some women and he's getting what's coming to him. Oh, I would have said, you know, Mike Gallagher just got tired of being in Congress and he wants to work in the private sector and make some money. But I'm listening to all these conspiracy theories, and I would have dismissed these out of hand 10 years ago. I would have said, Alex Jones, he's a nut who listens to him. I wouldn't have cared who was on P. Diddy's little client list. Wouldn't have even interested me. I blame Dr. Fauci. I blame Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and Twitter. I blame the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ. We're all conspiracy theorists now. You know why? Because so many conspiracy theories have turned out to be true. We've learned that Dr. Fauci is evil and a pathological liar. All the theories about him early on in the pandemic turned out to be true. Hell, today in California, RFK Jr. is going to name his running mate. We're going to tell you who it's going to be. And I would have dismissed him as a nut 10 years ago. I don't do that anymore because he's been right about a lot of things, at least since the beginning of the pandemic. We're going to go through these stories and explain to you the difference in the reaction to them. Honestly, I see the bridge collapse and normally my reaction is tragic accident. And then I get online and I'm looking at people's reaction. I look at really, really popular people like Alex Jones now. He's got 2.2 million followers on Twitter. I don't know how many people watch InfoWars, but he's got a lot of people following him. And he's been right about a lot of things too, by the way. Not everything. What he said about Sandy Hook is despicable, and he's paying a big price. But here's Alex Jones' reaction to the bridge collapse in Baltimore, which, again, tragic. They're still in the water. They're still looking for bodies. We'll get to some of the details. His reaction is, looks deliberate. A cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started. So this, according to Alex Jones, who's got millions of followers, is the start of World War III. Andrew Tate, say what you want about him. He's got a huge following. He has 9 million followers on Twitter. He's the most Googled guy, I think last year or 2 years ago, the most Googled guy in the world. He's got a lot of issues right now. He's facing a lot of charges. We'll find out if they're true. But Andrew Tate tweets out, this ship was cyber attacked. Lights go off and deliberately steers toward the bridge supports. He's got the video. He says, nothing is safe. Foreign agents of the USA attack digital infrastructures. black swan event is imminent. Now, I'm not buying into that. The more I read, the more I watch, it had a power failure. You see the lights go out. Apparently, or I think, it lost the ability to steer. The pilots of the ship, and I believe there were two, could not steer away from the bridge. That's the most logical explanation. But I have to look at these things now, and I say, is this a cyber attack? Was this terrorism? That's how we are. That's how I react to things now. I look at Sean Combs, P. Diddy, who, by the way, I had no idea was that fabulously wealthy. I mean, they show the raid on P. Diddy's house in L.A. It's massive. It's got to be worth $40, $50 million. Then the raid on his Miami home on the water. It's got to be worth $20, $30 million. They raided his Miami house by boat. They took away his sons and others at gunpoint. And here's why this is going to be the biggest story ever, biggest story in a while. He has a client list, apparently, or, you know, party invite list, people that were over his house when apparently there was crimes committed. On the list, Prince Harry. Now, the British tabloid press, they're not awake yet, but when they get up today, this is going to explode. P. Diddy, Prince Harry is named in this criminal complaint. It says a number of people were there, celebrities, and they specifically name Prince Harry. Now, we know Prince Andrew is a scumbag. We know he was on Epstein Island, hanging out with Epstein, forcing himself on young girls. We know that. We didn't know this. Prince Harry was involved here, but we'll get to that. I still can't believe how much money P. Diddy has and how many complaints, how many charges, accusations have been made against him. First thing I did when I saw this was look to see if he endorsed Trump, was look to see if he was, you know, holding a fundraiser for Trump. That's how I think now. If the federal agents are raiding you, arresting you, it's got to be a tie to Trump. Everything's tied to Trump. I'm waiting for them to tie the bridge collapse to Trump. Hasn't happened yet, but give it time. Give it time. Wait till Rachel Maddow or Joy Reid is on the air. They will tie this to Trump somehow. But quick update. Back to the bridge. This happened at 1:28 this morning. If it were 5 hours later, 6 hours later, 5 hours earlier, the death toll would be unimaginable right now. If that bridge were full of cars, full of people, I can't even imagine the carnage. There would be hundreds of cars in the water, hundreds and hundreds of people dead. Right now, again, the number is 6. That's amazing. It's like the Twin Towers. It's like the World Trade Center going down. When you first saw it, you thought 50, 60, 100,000 dead. There were like 200,000 people who worked in the towers. The fact that they only killed 3,000 was miraculous. In this case, the fact that there's only 6 is miraculous. You can't say it. You can't say, oh, good news, only 6. It's tragic. But I can't even imagine if this was rush hour. Some of the missing, some of the presumed dead, I believe, were workers who were filling potholes on the overnight shift on the bridge. Imagine those poor bastards just out there working, cold night, dark, you know, very few cars, and boom, this 948-foot cargo ship called the Dolly, registered in Singapore, hit the bridge. The bridge is 185 feet tall, and it takes it down. I mean, almost the whole thing takes it down at 1:28 in the morning. Now, you look at this and you say, obviously, the lights go out. Obviously, the power went out. That's the problem. Was that terrorism? a cyber attack? I don't think so. I'm not ready to buy into that. I'm not ready to say this is the start of World War III. But some people are saying it. Some people believe it. We'll find out. Pete Buttigieg is on his way to... is Pete going to determine whether this was a racist bridge? Because let's be honest, if this were a racist bridge, this is not as tragic as I thought. Pete, as we know, one of his big jobs is tearing down racist bridges. Now, you don't want to lose lives, but if you do want to get rid of those racists, let's listen to this absolute buffoon. There are a lot of truly embarrassing people in the Joe Biden cabinet. I mean, he didn't hire the best, as we know. He hired box checkers. He hired diversity hires. People like this absolute clown, a failed mayor of a small city in Indiana, became the head of the Department of Transportation because he likes men. That's it. That's all. The only reason this clown was hired is his sexuality.
Don't forget, Jerry, he met his husband in an airport bathroom.
Oh. Oh, man, that's all you need to know. Is that romantic when they go to the airport bathroom now?
Yeah.
Does it spark memories?
You got tap shoes on. Met, honey. You got tap shoes on, tapping underneath the stalls.
My favorite is the video of him and his husband on the swing.
Yeah.
They're on a swing, swinging. But here's the guy in charge of this disaster, this tragedy in Baltimore today. Go ahead.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly Black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, but that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality, and I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
That is unbelievable. That is your Secretary of Transportation in charge of, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people, in charge of our transport, you know, the planes where the doors are falling off and the wheels are falling off. That guy is going to be speaking soon, I assume, although he may be on maternity leave again. Who knows? We don't even know where he is half the time, but he's a man in charge, and he's talking about racist bridges, spending billions to tear down racist bridges. How is that even? How is he not laughed off the stage? You clown! You absolute buffoon! But
he spent months away because of his kid. Which,
yeah, I think it was like 4 months.
Yeah,
because they bought a couple of babies. He and his husband, Chasen or whatever his name is. But we'll look back on this era with absolute shame that people were hired just because of who they have sex with. That's why he was hired. That's why he's a cabinet member. And there he is. That's one of the great videos of all time. When he took an SUV to work, like, I don't know, 10 miles, the SUV pulled over in a very secret spot under a tree, and he got out with a bike to pretend that he rides his bike to work. Honestly, God, what an absolute fool. What a national embarrassment. But back to... Pete, I'm not sure. Initially, I heard the Sean P. Diddy Combs story, and I didn't really, you know, give a damn. It was like, you know, just another rapper in trouble with the law. It's kind of a, you know, a thing. You got to have a rap sheet if you want to be respected in the hip hop community. At least there was no gunplay. But I watched this and I say, holy crap, this is serious stuff. They have the guns drawn. I mean, long weapons, long guns. And they are handcuffing people and dragging them out of the house. The massive house in L.A. Here's the latest from Page Six. And just so you know, this story is going to explode again. The British press hasn't woken up yet. Here's the lead. Prince Harry was named in a $30 million lawsuit accusing Sean Diddy Combs of sexual abuse. Music producer Rodney Little Rod Jones said in court documents filed last month that guests were drawn to Diddy's sex trafficking parties due to the rapper's, quote, access to celebrities such as famous athletes, public figures, political figures, artists, musicians, and international dignitaries like British Royal Prince Harry, according to the Daily Mail. Harry's not a defendant and has not been incriminated yet. Harry and his brother, Prince William, met Diddy at a party in 2007. He's facing real serious charges, and they're not messing around. He's going to jail. You can't convince me that this is not a very serious charge. And Prince Harry is one celebrity. Who else is going to be named? Who else hangs with? Does Tom Brady hang with P. Diddy? Seems like one of his kind of guys.
No shot. He's perfect. Tom Brady's
LA,
perfect.
Miami, man. Get ready. There's going to be more names, more charges, and apparently no ties to Donald Trump. Although I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. But we're going to get the P. Diddy client list before we get the client list. And it is going to be juicy. I looked at this and I said, I know he's a very successful rapper, producer. I know there's real money in that. P. Diddy is worth between $800 million and $1 billion. TMZ was tracking his private jet when they were looking for him, and he wasn't in L.A., and he wasn't in his house in Miami when they raided it by boat. His jet was on its way to Antigua. So he's got a private jet that can fly to Antigua, massive mansions everywhere, and he's not happy just having parties. He has to have parties with underage girls and unwilling women. He's been sued twice by three different women accusing him of sexual assault. So I think P. Diddy's in a little bit of trouble. And his sons, by the way, were arrested in L.A. at gunpoint by the federal agents. So stay tuned. I get the feeling this story has just begun to unfold. But there's your breaking news. We got all kinds of news today. What a busy Tuesday. Again, RFK Jr. is going to name his running mate, which I assume the mainstream media will ignore in their never-ending effort to help the feeble, frail corpse in the White House across the finish line. That's the goal right now. If you are NBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, every decision you make is how can we help Joe Biden? Joe Biden needs them. He needed them 4 years ago. He needs them more today. The strategy is simple. Just let him hide. Yesterday, he came back from another vacation in Delaware. He spent 40% of his presidency on vacation. He had nothing on his schedule, nothing. Lunch with Kamala Harris. That was it. Nothing else. He's in a campaign season, and he's hiding, and he's letting the media campaign for him. Yesterday was Get Trump Day. Every day is Get Trump Day. Today will be either destroy RFK Jr. or ignore him. Again, RFK Jr. is blackballed by most of the mainstream media. CNN, NBC, MSNBC will not interview him. In some polls, he's getting 18%. He is a difference maker. He's a real problem for Joe Biden. As I said last week, I thought he would hurt Trump at least as much, if not more. The polls don't show it. The polls show he's hurting Biden. There are Democrats who will never, ever vote for Trump who know Biden is incompetent, corrupt. They know they can't do it in good conscience. So they're turning to RFK, his running mate. I'll tell you who his running mate is. Hint, it's someone from the Bay Area. He's out in Oakland to make this announcement today. It's someone from Oakland area with a lot of money. Does he play for the New York Jets? Well, we'll find out. I'll tell you who that is. And we're going to get to the latest heartbreaking news for the mainstream media. Donald Trump, obviously, they're trying to drain him of all his resources. They're trying to bleed him out. Joe Biden came up with a new nickname for Donald Trump. Biden's not very good at this. Broke Don. This is a guy who claimed he was the poorest member of the Senate, but as we know, he's made tens of millions of dollars selling this country out to our adversaries. So he's not broke, but he thinks Donald Trump is broke. Bad news for you today, Joe Biden. Donald Trump ain't broke, not even close. In fact, he's about to get a whole lot richer. And I want to get into this Mike Gallagher story because I did a little bit of research. It's an unbelievable scandal. I'm not sure anyone's going to cover it, but you want to know why this bright young Republican is quitting Congress and leaving and putting the Republicans in a very precarious position with a one vote majority? We will tell you. I'll explain it to you. And also, we got Rachel Maddow's meltdown. We did Chuck Todd. We did Joe Scarborough yesterday. Rachel Maddow did not disappoint. She does not want to associate with any people on her show, on her network, with questionable character. And she made it. She had an insane monologue. And then I assume she went to the panel discussion with Al Sharpton and Mike Barnicle and Jen Psaki. These people, they do not want people on their network who are conspiracy theorists or liars. No Ronald McDaniel. What do you think, Reverend Al? You don't want to be associated with someone like Ronald McDaniel, do you? It's almost a parody. These people are cartoon characters now. We'll get to that and lots more. But first.
Excuse me.
Is it too late for a New Year's resolution? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. 2024 is the year you will stop your hair from premature thinning and you'll achieve your goal quickly and for years to come. The new Provia hair thinning therapy from Chamonix is here and it works wonders for follicle health and thinning hair. The Provia secret is a powerful natural ingredient called Procapil that effectively targets the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss. By supporting healthy scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and healthy hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head and less in the shower. Effective for men and women of any age and safe for colored, treated, and styled hair, it's that easy. And new customers save over 50% plus shipping on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Callahan. Every package includes a 60-day supply of Provia serum plus Provia super concentrate for faster and more noticeable results. You get Provia's Perfect Beard Treatment or Provia Eyelash Enhancing Serum as your exclusive free gift at checkout. Don't wait. Your full, thick hair starts today. Provia works or you get 100% of your money back. Order now and save an extra 10% at proviahair.com/Callahan. That's proviahair.com/Callahan. I quickly, won't spend a lot of time on this, but bad news. Aaron Rodgers will not be named RFK Jr.'s running mate today. I guess it's good news for the Jets. He'll be focusing on his career. He's making $38 million guaranteed next season to play for the Jets. And people were actually theorizing that he would be RFK's running mate. Not going to happen. He's holding the announcement today in Oakland. And the reason is his running mate is going to be this woman. We believe this is the leading candidate, Nicole Shanahan, a Bay Area lawyer and investor who was once married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin. She has billions, which is why she's the choice. She's only 38 years old. She paid for RFK Jr.'s commercial on Super Bowl Sunday on the Super Bowl broadcast. That was $5 million, and it was very well done. And she's got money. That's the most important thing. She's not bad looking. She's 38. Looks like she's about 18. But she will be introduced today. And the media will give it a good leaving alone. They will not touch it because he is a real threat to their guy. They don't like him. They call him a conspiracy theorist, which makes me laugh out loud. The people dismissing RFK as a conspiracy theorist told us for 3 years, if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. The virus came from a cave, from a bat, and to a pangolin. They tell you that Donald Trump said, white national, white supremacists are fine people. They tell you the laptop was Russian disinformation. Those people want you to ignore RFK Jr. because he's a conspiracy theorist. Well, good luck with that. I assume this woman is capable, competent, smart, rich. This is going to be a boost to RFK, and he might become a libertarian. Is he a libertarian? Well, not really, but that would give him access to ballots in many more states. Any state he's in, he's a problem for Joe Biden, which means the media must destroy him. So we will see that today. If they do cover it, they'll try to tell you he's a lunatic. He's, you know, thinks, you know, whatever, vaccines cause autism. I'm telling you, he was right about the COVID vaccine. They were wrong, period. They can't gaslight you on that. He was right. They were wrong. We'll see. I'm wondering if Aaron Rodgers will show up today, which is going to be big. I'm telling you, I said this before. He's going to pick up some endorsements that you don't expect. Some people who consider themselves, you know, rogues or renegades or outsiders. He's got Rodgers, obviously. Jesse Ventura. Guys like Bill Maher, Glenn Greenwald, kind of rebels. They're going to take a long look at this. And they're certainly not going to endorse Biden. They might endorse Trump. Joe Rogan looks like he's going to endorse Trump. But some others will endorse RFK Jr., appear with him, speak on his behalf, and the media will have to ignore it, which will be tough. That's true. As Rich points out on the chat line, that Jimmy Kimmel will lose his mind. If Rodgers is there and speaks on behalf of RFK Jr., then Jimmy will do his whole monologue. It'll be terrible, but he'll just make fun of, you know, those crazy conspiracy theorists who thought the vaccine wouldn't stop the spread. You know, those lunatics who thought shutting down the economy and closing schools was a bad idea. You know, those fringe extremists. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. All right. Let's get to the big news from Donald Trump today. Obviously, the big news yesterday was they lowered the bond from $460 million to $175 million. It's still insane. It's still excessive. It still would happen to nobody else. This is election interference. He's absolutely right. If he weren't running against Joe Biden, there would be none of these cases, none of these indictments, none. There are 91 indictments. All of them are political. If you're paying attention at all, you know that. Trump was happy. He was obviously lashing out at Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron, as he should. These are out of control, corrupt political operatives. He points out, by the way, he speaks yesterday, and we're looking at it here, CNN and MSNBC cut away from the Republican nominee, the last president. The polls show the favorite to become the next president, speaking outside a courthouse, and they cut away. I watched this. The CNN anchor says he's telling lies. We can't let you see that. And he says the lie is that the Biden administration is orchestrating all these legal cases to stop Trump. He says, that's unproven. That's not true. That's false. Really? There's proof that the Biden administration has worked with all of them, has worked with Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Jack Smith. It's known that there are visitor logs to the White House that show these political operatives were working with the Biden administration. And CNN, MSNBC flat out lie and say, there's no proof. There's no proof. Yes, there is. There's proof. The Biden administration put a guy in the DA's office, in Alvin Bragg's office, to work with them. That's collusion. That's election interference. They can deny it. They're liars, whatever. But they wouldn't let you hear from Trump outside the courthouse because he won, because he was taking a little bit of a victory lap. But I don't know how they're going to handle this. I'm just going to guess, not well. You know, everyone knows about Truth Social. Are you on it, by the way, Ironhead? I remember you were trying to get on Truth Social. They kicked you off.
No, I eventually got on, but it's just a horrid platform.
It's going public. If you want to follow it on the New York Stock Exchange, the ticker symbol is DJT. I just picture Chuck Todd seeing that and losing his mind. It's going public. And here's this is from CNN. I love these, you know, these left-wing outfits covering this because it's killing them. From CNN. For the first time in almost 30 years, part of Donald Trump's business empire has gone public, and it's off to a strong start. Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the struggling social media platform Truth Social, has begun its long-delayed journey as a public company at Tuesday's opening bell under the symbol DJT. The stock surged 50% at market open. Wall Street is assigning Trump Media an eye-popping valuation of $14 billion, a price tag, says CNN, that experts warn is untethered to reality. Shares of Digital World Acquisition Corp., the shell company that became Trump Media, have spiked 200% this year. That includes a 35% surge Monday. Shares popped again today. Investors' first opportunity to trade the stock. The skyrocketing share price comes despite the fact that Trump Media is burning through cash, piling up losses, and its main product, Truth Social, is losing users. They compare it to GameStop. I watched an analyst on MSN or NBC say it's a meme stock. Oh, it was Kara Swisher, noted Trump hater. Kara Swisher said, it's not a real stock, it's a meme stock. Well, Trump's share is expected to be as much as $4 billion. It put him in the Forbes 500, or the Fortune 500. He became one of the richest men in the world today because of True Social stock. Broke Don is not exactly broke Joe Biden. They were hoping, praying, that he wouldn't be able to make this bond payment, this $460 billion, and hoping True Social would tank. It didn't happen. It was a great day yesterday for Trump and a bad day for Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow. We'll get to those two clowns. Let's do Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow now, because I love this stuff. I just love it. I can't help it. But as we told you yesterday, Chuck Todd lost his mind. He was on with Kristen Welker. They were forced to put Ronna McDaniel, a rhino that every Republican, every conservative hates, forced to put her on the air. And they were kicking and screaming and whining. They're not going to put on an election denier. Okay, let's go to Hillary Clinton, who still says, let's put Stacey Abrams on. Yeah. They have no problem with election deniers. In fact, this dawned on me watching yesterday. They'd have no problem with Republicans. Joe Scarborough was a Republican. They have Michael Steele on. They put any Chris Christie's on every week on Meet the Press or one of those shows. They have no problem with Republicans as long as they hate Trump. That's all that matters. It's not Republican versus Democrat. It's you must hate Trump. If you hate Trump, they'll put you on. Hell, they put his niece on, Mary Trump. She hates him. If you don't hate Trump, then you're an election denier, an insurrectionist, and they want no part of you. This was embarrassing because they still call themselves NBC News. They still purport to do the news, but they were exposed yesterday as just partisan hacks. I mean, we all knew it, but it was there for all the world to see. We refuse to sit down to someone who was really close to Trump for the last few years, who knows him, who can speculate on his strategy and his mindset. We don't want to put him on because she doesn't hate his guts. She might flip like they all do and start doing it for the money, start Trump, you know, like the woman on The View, that Farrah, whatever her name is. She's a former Republican. Doesn't matter. She hates Trump. She's in good. She's fine. Whoopi, you know, Joy, they love her because she hates Trump. Well, Ronna doesn't hate Trump quite, but she will. She'll turn on him because she's getting paid a lot of money. We'll get to that. We'll get to Joy, Rachel and Chuck Todd. And we got to do this Mike Gallagher story. Bear with me. I'm going to explain to you why this snake from Wisconsin is quitting and leaving the balance of power teetering in the House. He's despicable. We'll get to that more, but first. We all know the stock market has seen unprecedented fluctuation over the past 3 years, and I'm just going to guess that's going to continue for at least another year. Well, silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to preserve wealth and hedge against economic instability. The silver to gold ratio is at record levels. Gold is currently at an all-time high, whereas silver is below 50% of its all-time high. A ratio like this is unheard of and provides a great time to add silver to your collection. Well, CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in numismatics. Explore CSN Mint's extensive catalog of bullion bars, coins, and numismatic collectibles. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a passionate collector, you'll find a diverse range of products to suit your needs and preferences. Rest assured that every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your collection with confidence. If you're going to collect something, it might as well be money. So go to csnmint.com/Jerry and use promo code Jerry at checkout to get a free silver American Eagle over a $30 value with your purchase of $75 or more. Yesterday, we did Chuck Todd, we did Joe Scarborough, the rest of the lunatics in the mainstream media who were very upset that the boss at NBC News, a woman named Rashida Jones, hired Ronna McDaniel for political analysis. A little balance, a little. She's terrible, by the way. She's not good at this. They could eat her alive. She's doing it for the money. She's pathetic. Every conservative, every Trump supporter, every MAGA Republican can't stand the sight of her. Doesn't matter. She was there on January 6th, so they don't want to talk to her. They don't want to look at her. Last night, Rachel, and someone has to explain to me the appeal of this woman. I can barely get through a two-minute clip. She's so smarmy, so condescending, so phony. She is the leading proponent for the Russian collusion hoax. She's number one on the list every day for 2 years. She bought into every crazy theory that the Democrats fed her. She didn't care. Absolutely, completely off the deep end on the Russian collusion hoax. She's a laptop Russian, you know, plant advocate. Totally bought into every hoax that we played it before. You know, the vaccine stops the virus. It won't. Every crazy conspiracy theory fed to her by the Biden administration, by Fauci, she ran with. She's one of the least credible people on cable news. She's a joke. Doesn't matter. She's upset that she might have been forced to sit down and discuss politics with a woman who was the head of the RNC. Just like, by the way, Michael Steele, another former Republican who's now employed at NBC, who was the head of the RNC. But he hates Trump, so he's cool. That's good. She doesn't hate Trump, at least not enough. So she got to go. Listen to this unhinged whack job. Let's just look at her. I don't know how people watch this and think she's credible, but go ahead, play it.
And this is a difficult time for us as a country. And I think that means we need to be clear-eyed about the implications of it. Difficult times make for difficult decisions. We are contending with something we've never had to contend with before. In the news business, yes, we are covering an election, which we do all the time, but we're also covering bad actors trying to use the rights and privileges of a democracy to end democracy. The chief threat among them now is not the rioters and the kooks, but the slick political professionals who are turning their considerable talents to laundering violently revolutionary claims that America's elections aren't real, that election results aren't real, and that they shouldn't be respected. We are contending with this now, not from William Dudley Pelley's brown shirt militias, right? But from the multi-billion dollar massive political operation of one of the two governing parties of the United States of America. And that's new. And with our country up against something that daunting and that scary and that dangerous for the country.
Only halfway through.
I think bad decisions will inevitably happen. Mistakes will be made. But part of our resilience as a democracy is going to be recognizing, us recognizing when decisions are bad ones and reversing those bad decisions. Hearing legitimate criticism, responding to it, and correcting course. Not digging in, not blaming others. Take a minute. Acknowledge that maybe it wasn't the right call. It is a sign of strength, not weakness, to acknowledge when you are wrong. It is a sign of strength. And our country needs us to be strong right now.
Oh, God. Her being on the verge of tears is always the best part.
She's not a political commentator. She's an actress. That's what she is. She's an actress. She's performing. Just a review. That place where she's sitting at the MSNBC studios, she shares it with Al Sharpton, the Tawana Brawley hoaxer, who's on video imploring his supporters to go out and waste a pig off a pig. He said that. He incited the Crown House riots. I mean, he belongs in jail. She shares that space with Nicole Wallace, who was the spokesman for Bush Cheney during the Iraq War when they lied about weapons of mass destruction. She shares it with Joe Scarborough, a former Republican who dumped his wife to hook up with his co-anchor. There's not a single lie Joe Biden won't tell that he won't defend. He said a couple of weeks ago that Joe Biden is at the top of his game. He's never seen him better. She shares that space with Mike Barnicle, serial plagiarist, an absolute disgrace to journalism. You can have Mike Barnicle and Al Sharpton sitting there. And she said, it's a mistake to hire Ronna McDaniel. We can't do that. That would hurt our credibility.
I will say, I was watching Fox News last night, and it was Sean Hannity, who I'm not actually typically a fan of, but he said something I appreciated, and he said, I can be a journalist, I will do journalism, but I am also giving you my political opinions. I am a registered Republican, and was just honest.
They can put Ronna McDaniel on and tear apart. You know, you could grill her,
right?
Debate. She's a terrible debater. She's not like Chris Christie. She won't fight back. I mean, they can embarrass her. They don't want to be in the room with her because of, I don't know, the insurrection, which we all know was an insurrection, because she denied the results of the election. What do you think Hillary Clinton, what do you think all these people did? Every single person on MSNBC and CNN, ABC, George Stephanopoulos, Chuck Todd, every single one of them denied the results, questioned the results in 2016. Hell, Letitia James, the new hero, still calls Trump illegitimate. Russia hacked the election. I mean, there's videos, endless videos of Rachel Maddow saying the Russians rigged the election. Complete fiction. That's okay. But if Ronald McDaniel says, well, there were irregularities because of COVID, you know, there were questions about the mail-in balloting or the ballot stuffing or ballot harvesting. She can't speak because that's a threat to democracy. Honest to God, these people are insane. The guy leading the charge, by the way, is Chuck Todd, who was dumped from Meet the Press for a diversity hire, Kristen Welker, who I don't even know what his job is anymore. I mean, he doesn't do a show, but this is a guy, by the way, who I mentioned yesterday. He's a landlord. He owns property. He rents to Democrats. His wife is a Democrat activist. Amy Klobuchar is one of his tenants. He interviews her. He doesn't even mention it. There's no disclaimer. He was a Democrat activist. He still is. Before he went to NBC, Stephanopoulos was a Democrat activist. Before they handed the news operation over to him. He's still there. No questions asked. But Ronna McDaniel would be a bridge too far. Listen to the man who yesterday led the charge to get, and by the way, they're going to succeed. Ronna McDaniel will be dumped. they'll pay her and they'll kick her out the door because of this little revolt. But let's just for a minute listen to the man who claims honest journalists don't want McDaniel on any network. They don't want her to be heard. Oh, that's what he calls the people who work at NBC, honest journalists. That one made me laugh out loud, but let's listen to this, you know, beacon of journalistic integrity talking about COVID. Go ahead.
Coronavirus news just now from the CDC. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she's briefing right now as the country once again is moving in the wrong direction on this virus. Walensky says there has been a 10% increase in cases since last week. 10%. 25% of those increased in cases are the Delta variant. She called the Delta variant, quote, hyper-transmissible, and that its spread is being fueled by communities with low vaccination rates. Director Walensky says more than 1,000 counties have a vaccination rate lower than 30%. Folks, nearly 10,000 people died in the month of June. They were needless deaths. Please get vaccinated. If you know someone who's not vaccinated, find a way to convince them to get vaccinated. Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. People are needlessly dying because of your misinformation. Think about it. I don't know how some of you sleep at night who are doing this for a living on television.
What a despicable creature. Just, you know, for the record, he was wrong. Aaron Rodgers was right. He says all the people dying were unvaccinated. It's just a flat out lie.
I lived.
Fed to him by Walensky and Fauci, and he ran with it. And there's no repercussions. You don't look at him, I guess. People will look at him and say, he's a conspiracy theorist. He spread misinformation, which is what he did. The only one who spread more misinformation was Rachel Maddow, because she's on the air more than he is. These people
at the time,
they can't put Ronna McDaniel on because she might spread misinformation. Oh, they're just so despicable. Anyway, I got to do this Gallagher story before we wrap this up. If you were wondering, and I was, I liked Mike Gallagher. He's a congressman from Wisconsin. He's a former Marine, I believe. He's a young guy. Looks good, articulate. He's on. He was on cable news a lot, and he was on Newsmax and Fox, and he's a big supporter of the Defense Department. Former military guy, seemed like he had a big future in the party. I mean, I'm talking potential presidential candidate. I mean, he was that popular. He won his last. He got 72% of the vote in his last election. He was going nowhere. He could stay in Congress. He could run for the Senate. He could run for national office. He was a star. He announced last week that he's quitting Congress. And if he quits by April 2nd, if you're not following this, they can have a special election. His district is plus 15 Republican, which means another Republican would be elected. They would bolster the, or they would keep the at least 2-seat majority. And that guy would be the favorite in November. Excuse me. He's going to wait till April 19th. And there's only one reason he's waiting, to sabotage the Republican Party. And I looked at this and it made no sense. I mean, maybe I just misread the guy. I saw his ads. Greg Kelly played some of his ads. And he's a, you know, big God and country. And, you know, we got to save this country. Kind of guy, a rock ribbed Republican. Why would he sabotage the Republican Party? And I look at it and I say, where's he going? Well, here's your answer. He's quitting and hurting the Republican Party because he's going to go to work for a company called Palantir Technologies. Never heard of it. He's going to be a special advisor to CEO Alex Karp. Alex Karp is this left-wing lunatic, just one of these guys that, you know, these, you know, Silicon Valley types, far left extremist, but a billionaire. He's worth like $2.5 billion. He's hiring Mike Gallagher, insisting he quit before April 19th. I mean, after April 2nd, on April 19th, to sabotage the Republican Party. Here's a quick bio on Alex Karp. Karp has described himself as a socialist and a progressive. He voted for Hillary Clinton. He espoused socialist views while at Stanford. He has a contract with ICE. His family, his company has a contract with ICE. He was a vocal opponent of family separation under Trump. In other words, just a far left activist with billions. He's hiring a congressman, paying him, I don't know, millions. He could pay him $10 million, $20 million to quit and wait until the seat will remain vacant and the Republicans will have a one-seat advantage. That's it. Obviously, they've been sabotaged by Kevin McCarthy, that snake. Ken Buck, that snake. But who, you know, Ken Buck wants to be on CNN. This guy just wants to get rich. He is selling out his party and his country to this billionaire left-wing socialist and screwing the GOP. There's your answer. This guy should be expelled today by the Republicans. They won't do it, and I guess I understand they don't have the votes. You got these rhinos like Buck, others, you know, who will not vote. Many of them will not vote to expel him. Let him sabotage the party. That's happening right now. This guy is going to, you know, buy a big mansion. He's going to be driving a friggin', you know, Rolls Royce. He's going to get rich selling out the party. Mike Gallagher, you are a piece of garbage. But anyway, speaking of piece of garbage, there's our president. There's our cue to wrap this up.
He's watching.
What a wild day. What a wild day. I'm looking at the death toll hasn't changed. Six unaccounted for. They're still saying divers in the water. The whole bridge didn't collapse, but most of it did, which is unbelievable. I didn't know a little bump, even from a big cargo ship, could just completely take out a bridge like that.
Yeah.
It is scary. We'll be watching to see if, you know, Alex Jones and Andrew Tate advance their conspiracy theory. That will be interesting. Alex Jones has already declared it the start of World War III. I'm not in on that. Not yet. I'll give it time. But, you know, makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. But we'll leave it there for today. You know what I did last night? First time in my life, watched girls basketball. That was weird. I was watching all the news too, but I couldn't stop watching this. Caitlin Clark story is fascinating. She's so good.
She's so annoying though.
She's a little annoying. And last night they beat West Virginia. They hang on. West Virginia got screwed by the refs. I think it was free throws were 26-5 or fouls. And it was bad. The refs, Iowa was playing at home. They got all the calls. Caitlin Clark got all the calls, but she set a single season record, another single season record for scoring. She's on to whatever it is, the Sweet 16, I guess.
I've never seen someone complain more than Jason Tatum about foul calls in my life.
No one complained. Well,
did you see her dad screaming at her?
Well, yeah, he's got a smile, man. He's just scowling at her the whole time.
Well, she's complaining to the refs, and he's telling her to shut the F up. I liked it a lot.
That was in the previous game. He told her to stop complaining, and she did, but she was very emotional. She kept trying to get the crowd going. She got all the calls. They won by 10, so it was not a nail biter at the end, but she's fascinating to watch. Hopefully she ends up playing LSU again because there's a lot of drama.
Mm.
It wasn't easy because Beth Mowins is on the call and she is terrible, but she's an entertaining player to watch. It's an entertaining team. And every time she wins, I just picture Jemele Hill's heartbreaking once again. She must hate this Iowa team. It's all white girls, mostly. Jemele Hill, Mamani Jones must hate watching Iowa win, watching Caitlin Clark win, must kill them. But she's a pretty entertaining player to watch. I'll be watching, I guess, I think. I guess I'll be watching girls basketball.
White people.
Anyway. Yes. Bamani, I'm sorry. Caitlin Clark is moving on. Sorry, Jemele. That'll do it for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
But I'm going to go to bed.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.